Okay, what page are we on? Does anybody remember?
36 or something like that. Let's see.
Nobody wrote it down?
Somebody did, I remember.
Page 66 in the book, and 34.3, the results of division of opinion. Oh, thanks, Brother Joe and Katie.
The results of difference or division of opinion?
Yeah.
Right.
Remember, we just read this point.
Yeah.
On top of that.
The one that you... Yeah, I remember that last
week.
No, we're not on Telegram.
No, did you say someone texted your phone?
Oh, yeah, Marie. She's letting us know she's on WTPR.
Oh, I don't need my phone.
Because, all right. And again, if anybody has anything from the Lord, just go ahead and chime in. All right. And everybody's on page 34.
Yeah.
The new topic starts, the results of division of opinion. It says the division and conflict which arose among the leaders because of the opposition to the messages, to the message of righteousness in Christ, produced a very unfavorable reaction. The rank and file of the people were confused. He did not know what to do concerning this reaction we read. Now, before we read that, this is something we've been going through for 40 years. I call it change. They're trying to get us to change the message. It's hard to believe that people in the leadership were in disagreement about the righteousness in Christ.
Yeah.
And that you can see the same things happening now, but they're hiding it by saying, you know, we should embrace this new doctrine, that new doctrine, or this, you know, they're putting it on the back burner. At that time, it was obvious what needed to be preached in regards to the righteousness of Christ, and it still should be preached today. But we have that present truth now. I mean, the plagues are going to start very soon.
Do you think they had, like, some kind of pride thing?
Yeah.
You don't believe it because we can't get righteousness on our own.
Well,
we have to go through Christ to get it. Seems like it
has pride.
Pride. Because, especially those in the leadership, they say, oh, we are the pioneers here.
Yeah.
We know everything, and you're just not much for
it. We should be teaching you. And when they get to that point, it's just like you see the people on the street when they see the Christians, and they get very angry just because you're a Christian, because deep down inside, the reason they're getting angry, without them realizing, is just a demon getting angry, you know, that they follow. The demon's got control. But the fact is they see us and they go, they can't do what we're doing. They can't figure it out. That's because they won't try. They won't look at Christ as a Savior. They figure there's other ways that they could find that kind of peace, and that's where they go for Buddha or Confucius or Allah or whatever. And this might be what's going on here. Not that they're looking for Allah or any of these other false gods. They're looking for another Jesus, even back then, because I would think the leaders couldn't figure out how can this guy see this, and we can't. So it has to be error if we, the leaders, don't see it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess that's a... Sister Frank said, spiritual pride is there.
Yeah, exactly.
And pride feels no need. It blinded their understanding.
Yeah, that's why the Pharisees, the way they were, they were, their word was, gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they said, you could not question it. That's how a Catholic priest was.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are.
Anthony said, posted it. It's like those SDA ministers who only preach the mark of the beast. they cannot make another sermon because they don't have utterance, so they attach everything to the mark.
Yes. Yeah. And they keep repeating, like with Revelation seminars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that fills the pews. It gets people in the church. But when the person walks up after the Revelation seminar, say a month or a year later,
no more.
I need more. What do I get? How do I get ready? They don't know how to get ready because they're not. They don't have Christ.
Yeah, they don't have current events. They cannot associate that.
Yeah.
You know?
And they don't have that personal relationship with Jesus to be able to understand when they're looking at the current events, prophetic fulfillments, they can't see it. But yeah, she covers this, I guess, in Review and Herald. It says, if our brethren were all laborers together with God, they would not doubt that the message he has sent us during these last 2 years is from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Our young men look to our older brethren, and as they see that they do not accept the message but treat it as though it were of no consequence, it influences those who are ignorant of the scriptures to reject the light because they're the ones they trust.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when
exactly.
Who was it that said that they came up into the Pharisees and I think it was the soldiers when they came back because they came back to give report. They were supposed to arrest John or arrest Jesus. No, I don't think it was Jesus. I think they were arresting John or something like that. But it was soldiers that came in and talked to the Pharisees and said, no man ever has talked like this before.
Mm.
And it was Jesus then, yeah. And they said, yeah, but we, the leaders, have rejected him. How come you haven't?
I'm them, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what happened here.
The Roman soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, the Christ our righteousness. Christ was standing there showing how we can be righteous. And where is that in the scriptures where he says that? Because I got my Bible open here, too. Let me go to the...
Oh, John 7:46. Is there anyone?
Sneaky little guy.
Thank you. The officers answered, never man spake like this.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
you. And then continue from there.
Mm-hmm.
And see what those Pharisees said. Because Sister White's saying the leaders in the SDA church are saying the same thing. She's not using the same words. I don't know if she's going to use the same verse, but where is it?
Okay, here in verse 15, Nicodemus saith unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our Lord judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee, search and look for out of Galilee arise.
They knew he wasn't born in Galilee, though.
Mm-hmm.
They knew he was born in Bethlehem.
And every man went unto his own house.
But that's not the one I'm looking for.
I can hear the censor. Art thou also from Galilee?
I can hear the what?
Censor.
Oh, yeah, there's certain words in the text chat that you can't put in. Why did it censor that? What were you trying to type, Austin? Because stuff like it has to do with Craig and Sessler and all these other things. Yeah, you typed it in again and it came back censored. I know it's not a swear word. Yeah.
letter space.
Oh yeah, there you go. Try doing that. Get past the censors. But yeah, they said leaders.
It says here in verse 45, 7:45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have you not brought him? 46. The officers said, never man spake like this man.
Mm-hmm.
Then answered them the Pharisees, are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believe on him?
There it is.
Yeah.
What they just said to him, to the soldiers. Has any of the leaders ever believed in this man?
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
But what was that censored word?
Yeah,
they can't.
Yeah, he's not in turbo, I don't think, is he?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, he's dying.
So, now I know what it feels like to get censored. But anyway, it was, it was just saying, spunk, S-P-U-N-K.
S-P-U-N-K.
Yeah, so I was saying when the Pharisees were saying, they answered and said unto him, "Art thou also from Galilee, or else?" And I was like, I can hear the spunk from the Pharisees. That's what I was trying to say.
The spunk.
The spunk. The spunk.
The spunk is a censorable word. It's from porn. It's in American English.
Oh,
that's why.
But there's other meanings to it. So I guess whoever built the censoring thing. Oh. I put my own censoring things in there, like SDR ministry, you know, that kind of stuff. The Cecilia's website. But yeah, I never even knew that.
Really?
So whoever. So, but yeah, they reject it. Just like the leaders of the SDA church were rejecting the light. See, you can learn, even with the prophetic whispers, how what they're doing in the past, they're going to do in the future.
Yes.
And so the leaders of the church in the past rejected Christ and his righteousness, and today the leaders in the SDA church are rejecting his Christ and his righteousness.
Repetition of history.
Yep. They always say history repeats itself. Yeah, but 90% of the people don't even know what they're talking about when they say that. It's spiritual history on top of it, and that's, you know. So it's going on. It says, these men who refused to receive truth, interpose themselves between the people and the light. But there's no excuse for anyone's refusing the light, for it has been plainly revealed. There is no need of anyone's being in ignorance. Instead of pressing your weight against the chariot of truth, like shoving out of it, that's trying to go forward, like kicking against the pricks when Jesus said, "Well," So instead of pressing your weight against the chariot of truth that is being pulled and inclined, up an inclined road, going uphill, you should work with all the energy you can summon to push it out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes on to say in a Review and Herald, March 11, 1890, because I guess we got to put in the sources because we got brethren in WTBR. So for nearly 2 years, she says, we have been urging the people to come up and accept the light and the truth concerning the righteousness of Christ.
Mm.
And they do not know whether to come and take hold of this precious truth or not. And that's because of the confusion that the leaders put on them, because, come on, the leaders don't accept. I'm not a bad remember? I was on the driveway to my parents' house in 2011. And my dad finally confronted me one day. He says, because I was already exposed to the Catholic Church, I'd left. And he says, I could put four or five of these priests. Well, there also reminds me of that dream of that 9-foot priest standing next to me. But anyway, he says, I could put three or four of these priests in a room. And you're telling me, my dad's talking to me, he says, you're telling me that you can declare unto them the truth that they don't know. I says, yeah, Dad, because they don't study the scriptures. You can put. He says, yeah, but they got 100 years of theological study if they're just in their 50s, let's think. If they're in their 50s, they all started in their 20s, and they've been studying for 25 years each, so there's four of them. That's 100 years of theological study. I said, Dad, I don't care if there's 1,000 of them standing there. If they don't study the Bible, they're not going to see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
And that was dropped. Mm-hmm. Never was on from there. But then years later, I had that dream where the 9-foot priest standing next to him. My dad.
Oh.
And my dad was egging him on, introducing me to him. He was a Jesuit. He was introducing himself as a Jesuit. And then he beat some guy up in a limousine. I had to go back and look at the dream, but there was other things that happened after that. I said, Dad, you got to get out of this church. You're putting too much on them it's just like they're doing in the SDA church now.
Well, they're taken away from Christ.
Yes, and they're putting it on the leaders.
The leaders.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're calling us SDA bashers, just like the Catholics call us Catholic bashers.
Right.
Same terminology. So.
That's the mother. That's the daughter.
Man. Oh, did she quote? She coming up again with something else here from Review and Herald?
Jesse.
Oh, I didn't. Did I?
Jesse.
Oh, I didn't even finish that one. Okay.
No.
They do not. Yes, they do not know whether to take hold of this precious truth or not. You know, because they're confused by the leaders. Because the young ones are saying the truth. And then she says they are bound about with their own ideas. They do not let the Savior in. It also reminds me of when Jesus talks to that one Pharisee and says, somebody comes up to you with just a glimmer or an ember of faith. You stomp on it to get rid of it. You know, and say, do it this way. And the next one here is from Review and Herald, May 27, 1890. And it says, some have turned from the message of the righteousness of Christ to criticize the men. The third angel's message will not be comprehended. The light, which will lighten the earth with its glory, will be called a false light by those who refuse to walk in its advancing glory. So we got to get ready for that. Because when we go out and we start sharing it, that's what they're going to say to us. You know, we're a cult and everything else. And so the work that might have been done will be left undone by the rejecters of truth because of their unbelief. We entreat of you who oppose the light of truth to stand out of the way of God's people. Let heaven-sent light shine forth upon them clear and steady rays. But of course they ignored her. But the young people didn't ignore her. So, what is this next one?
Pardon, I didn't mean to interrupt here, but I have something to add about light and whatnot. Maybe it could help.
Oh, Jesse. Jesse posted the text here. In Acts 26:23, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. 2 Corinthians 4:4-6, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:14 says, for he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. 2 Timothy 1:10, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
And Gilbert says one can be wrong for 100 years.
Yes, amen.
Oh, yeah, this.
Like I was talking about earlier, about priests. Yeah,
the priest.
Amen, brother. 1,000 years.
Sister Denise, the word Brother Aston was speaking about means courage and determination here in U.S. But in U.K., especially among British, it is a vulgar slang word for censored.
It's one thing. So it's
porn. What is the
That's just an echo.
Okay.
Somebody put it up for him. Was Alex?
Alex has a question. Said, so at some point we are to merge the message of Christ's righteousness with a warning against the mark of the beast?
Yeah, because they gotta find Christ. Mm-hmm. To be able to see the mark, to understand the mark.
Exactly, because the third angel's message includes the mark of the beast.
Yeah, we got to give them, like Sister White said, in her day, first and second angel. Yeah. In our day, all three.
All,
three.
Three.
All three.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The bold one, obviously, is number three. And then number four.
So it's included there.
I have a thought on that. I have a thought on what Brother Alex shared, or his question.
Go ahead, Brother.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to post this. The message of Christ's righteousness is the third angel's message. They're one and the same thing. The mark of the beast and Christ and his righteousness is one and the same thing, because I posted a quote in the room. So from Testimonies of Ministers, page 91 and 92, it says, the Lord in his great mercy sent a most precious message to his people. Okay, the 1888 message. This message was to bring more prominently before the world the uplifted Savior, the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. It presented justification through faith in the surety. and invited the people to receive the righteousness of Christ, which is made manifest in obedience to all the commandments of God. Many had lost sight of Jesus. They needed to have their eyes directed to his divine person, his merit, and his changeless love for the human family. All power is given into his hands, that he may dispense rich gifts unto men, imparting the priceless gift of his own righteousness for the helpless human agent. This is the message that God commanded to be given to the world. It is the third angel's message, which is to be proclaimed with a loud voice and attended to the outpouring of the Spirit in a large measure. So the righteousness of Christ, the part that stuck out to me is they're one and the same message. The righteousness of Christ is made manifest into all the commandments of God. And so when you're telling people about the mark of the beast, you're pointing them to the righteousness of Christ to walk that out in obedience to the true commandments, which the Sabbath is included, which goes contrary to the mark of the beast. So it's one and the same message.
Brother Austin.
Austin and Jesse, similar voices.
Yeah,
ever noticed that? Yeah.
No.
No. I think you have to go into the settings and choose a second display.
Okay.
So that you can put more stuff on the screen while we're in. So we'll just use that from now on.
There's so much dust on here.
Yeah, it's
I'm sorry.
It's an old. That's just the lid. Display orientation. No, not that. Yeah. Displays, advanced display, maybe. You know, like if you right click the screen, the blank part of the screen will bring you right to where you can get a second monitor. Multiple displays. Okay, click that. Oh, right. There you go. Now you got to get it to one of them because you're echoing. So.
Yeah.
Go up then. You're going to the wrong. Look, there you go. You see, click down, duplicate, and extend. Extend. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now you got two different screens. Alright, keep changes. Well, just put the chat on one side, and now that's not a touch screen, by the way. The other one.
Okay.
It's old, it's like 15 years old. It's USB. Well, isn't that neat?
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Alright. While you mess with that, I'll get into this next one here. It'll make it easier for you to watch the text, you know.
Okay.
Okay, everyone does that. All right. So this next one here, what was the crux of what Austin was talking about there? Because I kind of missed it when I was messing with that second monitor.
So the...
what would be a summary?
The third angel's message is actually about the, you know, connected... The mark of the beast.
Yeah.
So it's in there.
The righteousness.
The righteousness.
Yeah.
This is because Brother Alex actually asked the question. So are we supposed to like merge the three angels' message with the Christ our righteousness message with the mark of the beast message? And basically, most of the family is saying yes.
Yeah. Amen. Because you got present truth. You know, like that message that John the Baptist put forth, make his path straight. And it compiles a lot of stuff. It's not, see, the gospel message isn't just about finding Jesus as Savior. It's finding Jesus as Savior and obeying him. And then in our day, it's obeying him to the point of when the government comes forth to try to force you to disobey him, then yeah, that's where the three angels message merges. You know, with the present truth. So that's not a that's not a touchscreen. That one is. That one's not. So, but you can. I don't need to see it. I'm just saying you can put it any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you know. Okay. All right. So is going to say here, there is, well, this is Review and Herald, July 26, 1892. It says that there is sadness in heaven over the spiritual blindness of many of our brethren. And that's sad. In heaven, there's sadness. Because he wants, they want to, you know, they want to be up there with him. And so the Lord has raised up messengers. That's us in today's world, if we so choose to take on this calling. So the Lord has raised up messengers and endued them with his spirit and has said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Notice he's not saying go preach a bunch of atheists. You know, back in Jesus' day, he first told them to dig around the tree in the parable, the tree being the fig tree, dig around it, dung it. In other words, fertilize it. Let them hear the truth the way they need to hear. Get to the roots. And then the tree will blossom. That was Jerusalem, you know, the Jews that have converted to Christianity. And then later, Paul was told to go and preach to the Gentiles. You know, and that's why they're trying to get rid of Paul's writings today.
I don't like it.
But yeah, we have a duty now, which is obvious. So let no run the risk of interposing himself between the people and the message of heaven. The message of God will come to the people, and if there were no voice among men to give it, the very stones would cry out. And that reminds me of the deputy, where, like today in the book of Acts, if that deputy wasn't going to hear it from Paul because Bar Jesus conned the deputy into not hearing it, somebody else is going to be sent to their deputy. So, because we're the little pebbles, Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and all that good stuff, and we're the pebbles that come off it. And so she says, I call upon every minister to seek the Lord, to put away pride, which you were talking about, because that's the main key, to put away pride, to put away strife after supremacy, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. They're going to get angry if you reject the their authority to preach. And some will say, like, come upon us and say the same thing about some of the people that have left our number over the years. They say, it's our way or the highway. Yeah, they always try that. This is, no, we didn't write the Bible.
Yeah.
It's Christ's way or the highway. Mm-hmm. We always go by that. And that's why we always say, show us in the scriptures. Martin Luther said that. And so we could say it. You know, show us where we're wrong. And then we'll not only join you, we'll sit in the pew next to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And so.
Austin said, Bar Jesus tried to bar
the
message.
Yeah, even that. Bar Jesus tried to bar the message of Jesus.
Or Bar Jesus.
Or just plain Bar Jesus.
Bar Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good
truth of names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Truth of names.
About character.
So I call upon every minister to seek the Lord, to put away pride, to put away strife after supremacy, and humble the heart before God. His is the coldness of heart, the unbelief of those who ought to have faith, that keeps the churches in feebleness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the churches have been failing, so many weak pastors.
Brother Gilbert, have something to add.
Oh, good.
Brother Gilbert.
Is he good?
Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, regarding that name, Bargesus, I think another one of those anomalies regarding punctuation has been, you know, I think the appropriate name for the fact that, you know, we don't want to mix the name of the Lord. Instead of saying Bar Jesus, I would say Bargesus.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's all in the punctuation. Well, yeah, the punctuation, obviously. But
yeah.
How to say it in English.
It's
kind of hard to say it.
I would definitely say Bargesus instead of, you know, that's just me, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he also had that second name. What was it? Simonis? Samarias? I don't know. It's in Acts. Not Simon Magus. That was the other sorcerer. Bar Jesus, he was also called, and it was S-M-Y-R-A or Simras or Simray. It had an S on it.
Simon?
So not Simon. No.
Simeon?
No, it's not Simeon. It's going to be in there because Bar Jesus. Is there a hyphen in Bar Jesus? There's a hyphen, right? I guess not.
No.
Yeah.
Acts 13:6.
Yep, I got Acts 13:6. Let me, because it's also going to say, there it is. Elymas. Elymas. Elymas.
Okay.
E-L-Y-M-A-S, the sorcerer, whose name was also Bar-Jesus or Bar-Jesus. Because it's B-A-R-J-E-S. There's no hyphen. I thought there was a hyphen. But yeah, it's just simple. So, all right, let me get that.
Okay.
And then they're coming up like they did last week. How many points? Ooh, man, there's quite a few. And then we're going to go into the next one. I don't know. We only got 20 minutes left. So
he says, Anthony, or Sister Danny said, it's Christ's way or hellfire.
Yeah. I'll take the high road. I'll take the high road. Try to stay.
Yeah, Gilbert. He said, like John and Mary were also common name back then as well.
Yeah.
Gilbert, the devil is always trying to pepper the word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like that usury. When they found that usury in Jerusalem, they used to bury people. And then they'd wait a year for the body to rot away, and then they would gather up, or 2 years, and they would gather up the body, just the bones, and then put it in a bone box, and then rebury it, and it was called an usury.
Mm-hmm.
And it had on the thing, it was, I got a page on the website all about it. I can't remember which apostle was buried in it. It says, it was James, that's right, it was James. Yeah, James. Because it said on the usury, James, the brother of Jesus, the son of Joseph.
Mm.
And so they had confirmation that Mary wasn't ever virgin.
Mm.
That's why I made the webpage about it. Mm. But because they kept saying Mary didn't have any more kids, even though.
Oh, yeah.
So, in other words, Mary and Joseph lived in sin ever since they got married because they didn't consummate.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, she had a bunch of
kids. Sister Pam posted, Bar Jesus means a false prophet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put that in there, Brother Austin.
Yeah. Elymas.
Yeah, Elymas is
the Bar Jesus.
Yeah. Bar Jesus. It's hard to say Bar Jesus.
Bar Jesus. You gotta get used to it. Yeah.
But
getting it.
Or you can say Bar Jesus.
It took me forever to
Bar Jesus.
In Tagalog,
you still don't do it.
Yeah, I think in Tagalog it says Bar Jesus.
Then you also have the king in Daniel's day, Ahasuerus. You got to kind of
throw Ahasuerus. For Ahasuerus, there were so many
names
for
him. Well, that too.
And he had different names. They would call him Ahasuerus or.
Different pronunciation.
Jareth. Mm. Yeah, there's all different.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
You know, with a name like that, you want to come up with a nickname.
So many different names that one king.
You know, with a name like that, you would think they would want to come up with a nickname. It's hard to say. Go
ahead. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, I don't know if my first comment was missed or, but it wouldn't be wrong to say Bar Jesus only because Jesus was a common name back then. Our Lord wasn't the only one who had that name. As a matter of fact, the angels in heaven know him as Michael, but when he came to earth, he took the human name Jesus, which we know just means Joshua. Mm-hmm. And so John, Mary, James, even Judas, those names were very common back then. So so it's not unfound to say Bar Jesus, and we wouldn't be in sin like that by saying that. It's just like Sister Pam said, it just means false prophet.
And it's personal preference, like some people don't want to say it, like Brother Gilbert was saying, and I understand that 100%. You know, to say it in the way, you know, so as to take away, so as to prevent from taking away from the name of Jesus. But what's that?
Alex says, I don't think the pronunciation matters. If Jesus was called John, we would not be pronouncing the other Johns differently.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. And Sister Hannah, responding to Alex's comment earlier.
Okay.
I don't know if this can be of help to you, Brother Alex, but thinking of it this way has helped me. Righteousness by faith produces obedience to God's commandments, which leads to rejection of the mark. Likewise, also, hearing of mark of the beast can lead to a dear soul coming to know Jesus and have faith in him to obey his commandments, which includes the true Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and...
Austin is just...
Yeah, he's saying we are free.
Yeah. Thank you. Now we got a bunch of points again, like we did last week. And I kind of like this because, I wish they would do that in the trumpets, when they're explaining stuff. I just actually started on verse 15 this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I didn't realize all that stuff between the finalization of trumpet 6 and then the trumpet 7 itself. We got all of chapter 10 and then 14 verses in 11 before you even get to, and I haven't put that in my study. I didn't put it in the trumpet study. I've got it in a private study just for that, for those verses.
Amen.
So I got to read you that.
Amen.
But, boy, those guys in the, what is it, Fiji, they're going to be, is it Fiji?
Kenya. I don't know.
Who's doing
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, they're going to have like a Matthew. Camp meeting and they're going to be talking about the seals or the trumpets or both.
Yeah.
Seven seals.
Seven trumpets and thunders like that.
Oh, the seven thunders. We already know what that is. Praise God. Yeah, the Lord revealed that to us. So, all right. So the solemn import of these heaven indicted words should not be missed. Mark well these crystal clear statements. Number one, the message of 1888 to 1890 was from heaven.
Mm.
Number two, its rejection by some of the more experienced brethren led the younger men into uncertainty and confusion. Mm. It's always Satan's way because he did it with the Pharisees, And to this day, they try to get the leaders to change the message. And that's why you like to see a sister when writing, it was SOP 4, where some of them are going to be offered large sums of money or positions of honor or something like that. So, and that's why you see some of these people that were friends with ours, with us, are now on 3UBN. What's his face? Hudson, Christopher Hudson, Forerunner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I were friends until he started preaching that Mark comes first, and then we preach about the Sunday laws. And I said, that doesn't
even make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so they started, because he was real popular on YouTube, and he was making interviews, and the problem was he went and showed that he would step off when he made that interview with the 3 1/2 men, that kid. And then, bam, now he's in 3ABN.
Wow.
So he got what he wanted. So keep him in your prayers because he could be blessed still.
Yeah.
So. And number three, those who rejected the message interposed themselves between the people and the light.
Mm.
Number four, there is no excuse. The light has been plainly revealed.
Mm.
That's why I was able to say, look, I didn't write the Bible. Because they keep saying it's your opinion. They'll always say, no, I didn't write the Bible. I'm giving you what the Bible says. I'm giving you what I say. Because if I give you what I say, I'm in a heap of trouble there.
Mm.
Number five, the reason men are slow to take hold of this precious truth is because they are bound about with their own ideas.
Yeah.
Yep. Number six, the course of some has been to turn from the message to criticize the messengers. They're doing that right now to us. But again, that's the norm. Number seven, those who refuse to walk in this advancing light will be unable to comprehend the third angel's message.
Mm.
And so that's the problem. Like right now, there's a lot of people right now that can't. Well, look at the SDA Church. They're saying Jesus Christ is coming in 2027. We're not even talking about present truth and getting ready for, prepping themselves to get ready for, a better faith to receive the latter rain. But they're prepping to fill their basins with food, like the Mormons do. So, number eight. His mic is on. Well, maybe he muted his. Oh, it's still on, so just mute him real quick. No, that was me.
It jumped.
Oh, there it goes. You got him. Oh, no, that was.
Wait.
One plus.
Oh.
Yeah, I clicked on one plus again. Okay, Dwayne did it. He muted himself. Scroll down to see. One plus is offline. You can right click one plus and you can get them out of there. The one that you can. The one that's offline, because he came back and he's going, yeah, right-click the offline one. Just, you know, two fingers. I think you got to be on the server. Right, never mind. But yeah, just be careful, guys. Like, if you fall out and you come back in, check and see if your mic's on it because it echoes. All right, so number eight, those who refuse to walk in the heavenly light, that is the light in the earth with its glory, will call it a false light.
Mm.
Remember that one vision Sister White had where she says they were all climbing up and they were falling off the pulpit or something like that? What was it? Was that the shaking?
Shaking, spiritual movement.
Mm, the walking by the, you know, the precipice. That's the one. That's different.
Is it the vision of straightening her back like that?
No. When their shoes fell off, too? Yeah. Does mm-hmm. that they fall down?
No, that, I'm not talking. That's where the cords come down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
talking about, I thought there was a vision where it was this big pulpit. And they were climbing up onto it, and some of them said it was a false light. They were jumping off. They weren't falling. They were just jumping off because they didn't want any part of it. It was actually the true light. I can't remember the vision completely. So number nine, as a result of their unbelief, important work will be left undone. What's that up there? Did somebody put them up there?
That's it already. Oh, Jesse has a last something. One. Obedience leads into eternal life. Disobedience leads into eternal death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So number nine, as a result of their unbelief, important work will be left undone.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, solemn entreaty to those who oppose the light to stand out of the way of the people. 11, such spiritual blindness causes sadness in heaven. That's a heart
wrenching.
Yeah.
It always reminds me that, you know, the one thing that always got bothered you. You could see the tears in the Lord's eyes when he's talking about how he loved Israel so much.
I know. And he's pleading with them.
Yeah.
And you can just feel his.
I believe that's why he.
This was awful when you're, yeah. you know, I was just reading it and it just came alive, you know, like, oh man. How could they do that?
Mm-hmm.
For the events, so he went through so much for him for Israel, and that's what he was talking about. Yeah. But still, he goes through so much for all of us too.
Well, Israel is the believers.
Yeah, spiritual Israel. Yeah.
Because even Israel is spiritual Israel. They can't keep their name.
They
have a physical name that they use, but they can't keep the physical name because that's based on God's obedience to God. But something I was going to say, but it just went. Oh, yeah. I do believe that's what the Lord had Hosea do what he did and to write it all down. Mm-hmm. That shows, you know, how, you know, Hosea represents God. His wife represented Israel and how he took her back and went through all that and still took her back.
It's like Anthony said, it's like when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, every heart was hushed in heaven.
No more reason to rejoice.
No more.
Yeah. Okay, so number 12, the positive assurance. Yeah, the positive assurance that God raised up messengers and endued them with his spirit. And that's for the believers, because the people that oppose it aren't going to want to hear about the positive assurance that God raised up messengers and endued them with his spirit. And then 13, if there had been no human voice lifted to give the message, the very stones would have cried out. Amen. Jesus repeats that later.
Yeah.
You know, the Hosanna thing. Mm-hmm. Where they keep telling them, it says, tell them to shut up. And so they shut up, the stones are going to cry out. So then number 14, it says, the call to every minister to humble the heart before God in order that spiritual strength may come to the church. And see, that's what a lot of people don't catch. When you're ordained, there's a responsibility. You have to be the example. You can't go out and say, do as I say, not as I do. No. That's what they all do. The only way the church is going to grow is if someone can lead them by example. And so that's why I always tell them that it starts, like it looks like you're being meant by the Lord to go into leadership. You got to understand, you're going to be watched like a hawk kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the people that hate Christ are going to watch it. And so you just got to be exemplary in your character, because that's why the church for the last 2,000 years, their prayer life is so weak. You don't see a lot of these miracles with the healings and stuff like that going on during the, because all the preachers started keeping Sunday holy and They weren't trusting God. They were giving their own opinion. Sure, the Lord was helping him here and there, like even with Luther, but even Luther didn't have all the truth. He didn't embrace it all. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the way the Lutherans dress, or even the Episcopalians. They look Catholic with the gloves and the fish miter and all that stuff.
They were eating really badly. Yeah. My wife said, she said if Luther would have eaten a healthier dinner, you know, because they ate beer was a famous thing back then, and then the meat, you know, he would have lived longer. I think he died at 40. In bad health?
Did you just throw out a lot of
Anthony wanted to add something pertaining to the stone. Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was actually watching this video. This was some time ago, and I actually saved it because it was really good. This guy, he was actually walking through the very place where Jesus came in on the donkey into Jerusalem when the crowds were chanting Hosanna. Nearby was actually, and it's still there to this day, nearby was a graveyard. And so the meaning of when Jesus said these stones will cry out is that the dead can be raised to proclaim Jesus as the Son of God.
Now, was he a believer, though? See, you know, because the Lord could have given him utterance on that. I wonder if Sister White touched on that, because that makes sense. If there's a graveyard there, the stones would have rolled, and they would have stepped out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's pretty intense when you think about it. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it also pertained to how the plan of salvation was so deeply laid that not even Satan's cunning could have upset it.
Hold on. Okay. Yep. Let's see. So we only got like 2 minutes left. If we jump, or 3 minutes left, if we jump into here, you know.
Yeah.
So was it page 36? Have we got two pages done? Somebody want to write that down? Page 36, the bottom. You know, for the new thing for next week. Hey, I want to talk to you afterwards about Jess. Yeah. Test. Can you hear me? No, I can't. No, it doesn't matter. It's muted. It's here. Can they hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right, good. But yeah.
It's number 14. Did we read number 14?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the call to, you know, if the ministers have the strength that they're ordained to have. See, that's why a lot of people, when they come against us and try to get us to change the message, if they believe biblical jurisprudence and, like, we're ordained for a reason, and so we're going to go by the straight and narrow. Unless, of course, we're out there committing all sorts of sins and just saying, do as we say, not as we do kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could easily manipulate us. But if the churches, like especially back in these days, if the leaders would have stayed in lockstep with Christ, the prayer life of Christians would have been so much better than the last 2,000 years because the ministers would have had the experiences to explain it and share it with the people. That's why, even though we don't have a major miracles in our church family, we do have miracles.
Mm.
And people say, oh, you got to have one every day. He says, oh, really? Show me that. He says, well, look at the Word. It's all these miracles in like Daniel's day and all these visions. You know, Daniel's covering decades. And you'll see, what, 4 or 5 amazing things? Over the course of like 4 or 5 decades. And so, yeah, it doesn't happen like they think. Because that was one of the first things I realized when I was in prayer. I said, Father God, you know, we are your people. And we, you know, because I was saying, I kind of wonder, why is it, we do get prayers answered by, why isn't it as often as it should be? It says, it's not so much that it's often as it should be. Don't look at the Bible as all of that happening in 1 week.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it took 6,000 years for all that stuff to happen in the Bible. Well, actually 4,000 years because the Bible was done being written 2,000 years ago. And so, but yeah. And then you look at the 40 years in the desert. something wasn't, well, of course, it was happening daily with the column of smoke in the day and the column of fire at night, but that was, we're going to see that when we're on the run.
That's why during this time, the miracle is not like a test that he or this group is really God's church like that. Because remember when he comes back, a lot of professed Christians will hear the terrible words of Christ. I never knew you. Yeah. Although you say, I cast out devils, I did miracles like that, I prophesied, but no, he that doeth the will of God. So, but the miracles will happen when we get the, full measure of the latter rain.
Yeah. We're getting sporadic now, but when that latter rain falls, it's going to be like it was for the apostles, and 10 times more.
10 times more.
But when you think about that, like with what the SDA Church, their leadership is preaching and backing, not so much preaching it, but literally echoing similar statements that these guys are about Jesus, quote unquote, coming in 2027.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These false prophets and false teachers are going to clamor to his side, and he's going to acknowledge them and recognize them and glorify them, and always going to clamor after them. Because Satan knows if you get the leaders of the church to say something, and the people will follow the leader. Right. You know? Mm-hmm. And like Jesus said, the blind follow the blind. If you study the word, you're not going to fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll say, you guys are small and piddly and tiny in number.
This is
thank you for acknowledging the fact that prophecy is being fulfilled here.
Yeah.
Because the remnant means remnant for a reason.
Yeah.
So, in other words, David didn't run up with a full troop of military. This thing was never plugged in, was it?
It is.
He didn't turn it on, though.
Yes, ma'am.
No, he didn't turn it on. It doesn't matter. You made it. Look at that. Battery's just about to die.
Yeah.
Okay. We're all finished.
Fifteen more minutes.
Oh, really? You still got
exactly. Because it's 8:01.
Yeah, we're already over.
Yeah, so
did somebody write it down for next week? 36, bottom of the page, new area, if you will.
So Alex asking, would it be correct to say if the people don't leave as they apostasy, they will accept the mark?
Excuse me, what?
Would it be correct to say if the people don't leave as they apostasy, they will
accept? Oh, yeah. I got a video about the remnant and how you got to come out to be obedient, to show obedience. Revelation 18:1-4 is not just for the Catholics, because it's for the SDAs now.
Yeah.
Because we got Roman SDA page on this show. They acknowledge everything the SDA Church says with Catholicism. In writing, they do this.
Yeah.
And so, if they stay in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, they're shaken out of their true church.
Yeah.
This is what it even says.
Even in Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, like in 425 or 26, like that, 425 to 26, when this crisis comes, a large portion of the Adventists will come out, and they will choose the easy and popular side.
Yeah, and then they'll persecute us. They're going to be the main reason.
They're going to be the bitter enemy.
Bitter enemy of ours.
Yeah.
Only because we want to obey. But then still, that'll cost more people to come. Not billions, but, we'll have even more people realize, like I was saying earlier today, you got the two classes. You got the one class, when we present the truth, one class is going to say, I can't rebuke it. I hate it with a passion, but I'm going to go talk to my pastor or a Christian friend that I trust to see if we can figure out some Bible verses to twist it, because what you just said, I can't twist. Mm-hmm. And so those are the ones that are definitely going to get the mark and all of a sudden. And then you got the Christians that do believe what we said, but since they're not as well-educated and they haven't studied the way we do, they will go to verse 2 without understanding verse 1, kind of a Christian. They'll go to their pastors to see if what we said was true, and then they'll realize, this pastor's twisting.
Yeah.
Because they are Bible students, even though they don't know as much as we do, they are Bible students. And so they'll leave the church, and they'll join. So when they attack us, it'll make our numbers grow, but not like it's going to go off the chart. But
when they hear this message, that we are exposing them. They're going to go to the pastors. Yep. I just think so.
Yeah.
You know.
But that's why they wrote that article. I used to hang it on the wall, but I took it down because I'm not going to sit there and toot, you know. But there's an article that's in Adventist Review saying there's another leech on the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And they wrote it about 15 years ago.
Another leech.
There's another leech on the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And it says, but he only calls himself Nicholas. I never put my last name on it. So another leech of the SDA Church. You know, I don't want to be SDA. I don't want to pull your, you know, I don't want to become popular in your church, because that's what a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look what Grossfall did.
Yeah.
He left the church, pulled a lot of people out with him. He was approached. He went back into the church and brought a lot of people in with him. And so that's a Jesuit tactic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can say and do what they want, and it doesn't matter. But, all right. We're done. I think we're done.
Yeah.
What are you down to, like 10% now? Oh, I just said it. So it's closed. I just realized that monitor is going to drain your battery down faster. Click the battery. No, just click the battery. Let's see where it's at. I think it's at 10 or 8.
It's even over. Exactly.
I'm going to take this out.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Since me and Elvin always pray, somebody online want to do it? Yeah, I mean, we'll pray if you don't want to, but it's always nice to see if anybody. Okay.
Would it be okay if I did it?
Yeah, sure, yes, please. All right, we're ready.
Okay, everyone, let's get on our knees. And let's bow our hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You said that there are two or more that are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So I just want to say thank you very much for being with us. Thank you for this time of rest. Thank you for the time that we have together. I ask for your protection. I ask for a safe week. The things that we face, I ask, please help us to face them, smile, so, you know, and have just present you to whoever we come in contact with. Again, and also I ask, please help everyone on our prayer lists, whoever that we mention, whoever that we think about. I ask, please bless our enemies. I ask, please bless them with time to ask for your salvation and to repent of their sins. I also ask, please help the brethren. Please help the brethren in what they're doing for you. Again, thank you for your many blessings, your salvation, your love, your compassion, everything that you bless us with. Thank you for everything that you do. And I ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, my Lord and Savior, and his name is Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.